It has definitely been one of them days. Lucky me. Anyway, the Filter are playing with Alouette out of Chicago and Ex-American. That's happening at Trixie's Bar tomorrow night. So that should be a good show. But meanwhile, let's play something from The Devil Isn't Real and Neither Are You. And we're going to hear a track called Bone Dust, in parentheses, Man-Made.
Challenging the forces of creation, the forces of creation.
Listener-supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn. Featuring local and independent artists.
All right, I just wanted to remind you, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. If Just a quick reminder, if you didn't hear a few minutes ago, we are running a little bit behind as far as the live performance today, but it is definitely going to happen. So if you are looking forward to checking out Tracy Cash and her band live, fret not. Just stick with us. I'll keep playing the good music, and they will be up and live as soon as we can get that going. So anyway, before the announcements, we heard The Filter. As I said, they're going to be playing with X-American and the other band from Chicago at Trixie's tomorrow. And I just wanted to remind you, I wanted to make sure I gave credit where credit is due. I did play earlier, before the Billy Brandt stuff, a couple of bands, The Sympathy Orchestra, and that was a track called The Seeker. And if you're not older like I am and you're not hip to the music from back then, that was actually a cover of a Who song called The Seeker. And let's see if I can get this in front of me. I know that they were playing, yes, at the Motor City Pride Festival. That's happening Saturday at Hart Plaza in Detroit. So check them out there if you are so inclined. Also, I wanted to tell you I played the Seatbelts, and they're going to inaugurate Wagner Park, and that's in Dearborn. Yes, new park that has just been put together for the area. It's over in the Michigan Monroe area, and the Seatbelts are playing there. And what we heard was their latest, 5x5 is what it's called, and that was a track called She's a Killer. One of their best, I think, and you'll definitely, I am almost positive, see them play that song if you go there tomorrow night. All right, let's keep it going. Let's see, what do I want to play now? Okay, another thing about the Whitney is they've just started a singer-songwriter series, which is absolutely free to the public. It happens at lunchtime on Saturdays, so if you feel like doing a brunch there at the Whitney. Doors open at 11, music starts at 12, and it goes for a couple hours. There's a couple of sets. They usually have two different artists that play. I went to the one last week and really enjoyed it. And this time it's going to be Chris DuPont and Olivia Millershin. So right now, what I'd like to do is play something from Chris DuPont that you can find on the internet. And this is a track called Walk Next to Me.
By the hand, I've been longing for ages to shift like the sand. Somewhere seasons are kinder, far outside this canopy of gray. So cold where I live, I haven't seen the sun for days. Though the light in my window is pale and cold, I best receive it before it gets old. Though my peace
walking the same, but it feels like I'm walking through water. And they're talking the same, but I can't make the words out just right. And all of these faces, they look a lot like yours, but none of them quite give off your same shine. But I lay my hand knowing that you lay your head somewhere safe. And I rest well in knowing that you are up doing the same. Breathing the same, doesn't feel fair when you're not too. And I'm thinking, okay, but there's one question that cannot be removed. Who gets to say who lives and who dies? Not me, not you. So let's get this straight. When you're given a life, you don't take others too. Take others too. But I lay my hand on this. Lay your head somewhere safe. And I rest well in knowing that you are up to the
say I've lost my faith in science and progress. People say I've lost my belief in the Holy Church. People say I've lost my sense of direction. Faith.
than you.
Oh, downtown, downtown. Dance
faults and your faults. Now we're walking in their shoes. We tried to build a brand new road, just driving in circles. This is how we've grown. It's the same old town. You've been going out all night, she's been running around. It's the same old downtown town. It's a dead end street, looking for a way out. It's a shame that it's over. Headline changed, same old news. We couldn't breathe the cycle, so we both lose. I wish we were from different places, so it didn't have to run, and we could face this. Tear it down, let's start brand new. Get back to what we had, me and you. It's the same old. Gonna make it, babe. We gotta get out right now. It's the same old town, 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 town. Damn street. Oh, I'm looking for
welcome to WHFR.FM. I'm Anderson Coleman. I bring you classic vintage blues and R&B with expert analysis. Lock me in on 89.3 Saturdays, 8 to 10 p.m. for Blues with a Feeling, and enjoy great blues.
Can't understand it, baby.
What are you doing Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m.? Why don't you stop on by so that we can blend? Make a date with the diva. On my show, Lyrical Infusion, each and every Saturday, I bring the lyrics out to play. So I'll meet you here at WHFR 89.3. Saturdays from 2 to 4 p.m. is the place to be. Or listen live at WHFR.FM. It's truly a classic, not a trend. Ooh, I can't wait. Don't be late. At WHFR, we make waves.
Criminal justice studies are concerned with the preservation of peace, the prevention of crime, and the protection of life and property. A knowledge of the role of criminal justice in our society also serves to emphasize the importance of balancing the needs of society to maintain social order against the need to safeguard individual rights. For more information on the HSC Associate Degree Program in Criminal Justice, contact the Criminal Justice Department at one of the following numbers: 313-845-6437, 313-845-9714, or 313-845-9859.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. All right. For that announcement, we heard Joe Jabber in The Last Divide. That was a track called Same Old Town. That comes from a release called Made It On My Own, his latest. And before that, we heard Escaping Pavement. That one came from a release called Road Warrior. And if you couldn't figure it out, that's a old standard called If I Ever Lose My Faith. Both of those bands are going to be, along with Jill Jack and many others, at the Northeastern Music Festival in Mayo, Michigan this weekend. I think it starts tomorrow, I believe, and runs all the way till Monday or Tuesday. But you can look it up on Facebook or whatever and figure it out. Sounds like a good time if you're up for a little ride up to Mayo and, of course, hang out in the outdoors. Let's see. Before that, we heard a couple of artists that are going to be playing the Whitney Saturday for a lunch showcase. What we heard was Olivia Millershin with a track called Tree, a single of hers. And we also heard Chris DuPont. And I'm trying to see if I still have it. I must have got rid of it. But anyway, I did explain the track that I played of his, and if you want to go onto our website, whfr.fm, you can certainly find it there if you're really interested in the name of the track I did play. All right, we're still running a little bit behind. We're definitely still going to do the live performance, as we always do every Thursdays here on Live from Studio J, but we're running late, but fret not. Like I said, I'll just keep playing on some good local music, and we'll start when as soon as we can. All right. There's a big show happening tomorrow at the Token Lounge, and it features a gentleman that you may or may not recognize, Derek St. Holmes. He goes back to the early days, the very first couple of solo releases by Ted Nugent. Yes, the Motor City Madman, love or hate him. But anyway, he was the voice and rhythm guitar for the big hits that came out back then. He's got his own solo stuff, and of course he'll probably play some Nugent tunes as well, I'm guessing. He's the headliner, but we also have some great people playing as well, including Scott Morgan and this gentleman who's also been on Live from Studio J with his band Mystery Train. Now, what I'm going to play actually is something from his latest release, a solo, and it's called Talking to Myself. And everything on this is him. He played all the instruments, the bass, the guitar, the drums, the whole nine yards. It's all him. And a couple of great tracks here, going back to the early days of the kind of stuff he would play, like in Cactus, I think, anyway. And we're going to hear a couple of tunes. We're going to hear Memphis Two-Step and Blues for KP. And this comes from, again, Talking to Myself, his latest solo release. Once again, Jim McCarty, originally from the Detroit Wheels with Mitch Ryder and the Rockets and Cactus. Thank you.
heart. You are my hero, you always in my heart. You are my hero, always in my heart.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. That was Carolyn Strio from one of her releases called Word Attack, and that was a track called Tiara. She's going to be playing with Nadir Omawal. They're going to be doing a co-headlining set at the Otis Supply in Ferndale. All right, I think we're finally ready to go, everyone. Live in the studio as promised, running a little late, but we made it happen. We have in the studio Tracy Cash and her band. Hello, Tracy.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good now.
Good, me too.
Yeah. All right, so what would you like to start out with?
We're going to start out with a little rocker. This is from our new record. This song is called FaceTime.
All right.
Use that FaceTime well.
tonight, live in Studio J with Tracy Cash. So that's a little commentary about social media, huh?
You know, it's really not. That's funny. That never even occurred to me. Wow, FaceTime. I get it.
Think about it.
I see what you did there.
I mean, even with the lyrics, you know, you could say, well, yeah, you know.
It's just basically about people not communicating the way they should.
Uh-huh. But it fits, doesn't it?
It totally fits.
And unfortunately, that's how people communicate nowadays, and I think it makes it a lot worse.
Yeah, I agree. I really agree.
It's too easy to misunderstand each other that way.
Right.
All right. Well, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having us. Always a pleasure.
I appreciate it. Pleasure on my end, too. All right. It was just a couple of months ago you came in by yourself.
That's right.
But now you have your buddies with you.
I do.
All right.
So it was lonely without them, so I'm glad they came with me this time.
All right. So if we could go around the room and introduce ourselves.
Sure. Should we start with me?
Might as well.
Okay. I'm Tracy Cash. I'm the leader of this crazy band, and I wrote the tunes, I play piano, flute, and I'm singing.
Oh, hi. I'm Pat Shanley. I play the guitar and the mandolin and throw in some vocals here and there.
Could do those last two. Okay.
Okay.
I know.
Should I review? It's Chuck Bartels on the bass. He's pretty famous in these parts.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah. He's famous in lots of parts. Mm-hmm. And then the wonderful Van Huntsberger and On the Skins over there.
All right. So this would be the standard band that would play, perform when you do live sets?
For the most part, yes.
Mm-hmm. I know you were saying that sometimes you have a background vocalist and could not make it today.
Right. He's a really wonderful singer named Bobby Pennock.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we miss him. He had a family emergency, so fortunately could not join us today, but hopefully next time.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, I'm sure there will be a next time. All right. So for the most part, you're going to be showcasing songs from your latest release, Fierce?
That's right.
Okay. And that's been out a little while now.
Exactly 2 months.
Okay. So, not too long. Okay.
Yeah, short while.
So it really was brand new when you came and saw me the last time.
Yep, brand spanking new. Yeah.
Okay. And things are going well, I take it?
Yeah, not too bad. They're starting to ramp up a little bit. It always takes a little time to get the word out and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Things happen.
You're in the sea with all these other fishies.
Exactly.
Especially now. It's not just all about albums. They can get it all kinds of ways.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, a blessing and a curse.
At the same time, yes. Right. It's a lot easier bought.
But
it's a much bigger playing field now.
Exactly.
All right, why don't we get to another one then?
Okie dokie. This one is called Buried Treasure.
You're the music of my heart, the soundtrack to my soul. You're the rarest gem in life's tiara. Baby, please don't stop because I think we're on a roll. There is nothing else I've been more sure of. Thank you.
Live in Studio J with Tracy Cash. All right. So, you folks have any upcoming shows at all?
Yes, sorry, I was taking a swig of water.
That's okay. Yeah. You're allowed.
Good.
Particularly since you're the singer. I guess you can use that.
Well, thank you. You're so kind. There's a couple of things coming up. I'm actually doing a solo show at the Whitney, July 20th.
Which one are you doing? Are you doing
the one with Mike Ward? It's a songwriter's brunch that they're having.
Yes.
So Mike Ward and I is another really great songwriter. We're splitting that show. So that's from 11 to 2 on July 20th.
Yes. I actually went to the first one last week.
Did you go to the first one? I heard it was really fun.
It was nice. It was wonderful. The reason why I asked is because they have the garden party on Thursday nights tonight.
Oh, right. That's
so
right.
Could have been either, but.
Yep.
But you're going to be the Saturday one. Yeah, the doors are 11. The music begins about 12. And then you both will play between the 12 and 2 range.
Yep. And then the band has a show. The full band here has a show. We're back at the Cadieux August 10th.
Okay. So, how did you like playing there? I know you did it before. Huh?
Yeah, it was where our CD release was. It was great. Really, just such a fun house. Really nice people. It's just, it's great. They have new owners who are just terrific, terrific guys. So it's always a pleasure.
Okay. And then you got to deal with Tony and Danny, right?
Oh, yeah. I like dealing with Tony and Danny.
So there guaranteed a good time then.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Cool.
Yeah, they're very sweet.
All right, so we look forward to both of those shows coming
up. Sounds good.
And so tell us about this release. I know we talked about it the last time, but in case somebody wasn't listening the last time, you know.
This release, it's actually my first release in 9 years. I can't believe it's been that long. Time just flies. So it's actually a collection of tunes that I've written over that period. So some of these are a little bit older, some of these newer. It was just about time to record. I, you know, had this great band, and it was time, and they just made it so much fun.
Okay, and who was actually on the record?
It's actually the people that you're staring at right now.
Okay, I wanted to make sure, double check.
No imposters here.
Because some. Yeah.
No, I know you never know. You never know.
No, I have a lot of bands come in here where it can be one group that does the record and a completely different group that does the live stuff.
That's right. Yep. Very common. Just depends on, you know, who's free. Or
availability,
who's cheap, you know, all those things.
That's probably the biggest thing. Who can you afford?
Exactly.
who needs a contract and who will work for beer? Right?
Something like that.
All right, so I'm glad you came out of retirement almost.
Yeah,
9 years.
I was still performing, but just nothing, you know, not a new recording. So
you think you're this big rock star now. You're going to do like Guns N' Roses and Seeger and make people wait a decade for...
Yeah, right. Seriously. That's funny.
So this would make number 5, you said?
This is number 4, actually.
Oh, 4, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So... good things are worth waiting for.
I guess so. Thank you. That's kind of you to say.
So you do all kinds of great stuff. As you said, vocals, keyboards, and we get to hear the flute as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Why don't we get into another song?
Sure. This one is kind of a mellow tune. Actually, I wrote this as it was for a songwriting contest.
Really?
They just the person who sponsored it gave us a title. And so this is, the title was, the subject matter was More Time. So I entitled it A Little More Time, and it actually ended up winning, which is kind of nice.
Ah.
And I got a nice tune out of it, too. So that's always good.
Great.
Me to speak my own mind, and I speak with my heart, and I catch them off guard, confess to an old dream of mine. I say I'm shooting for fame, I'm hoping for fortune, a big record deal in the sky. About time.
time, is that asking too much? A little more time, tell me what's all the rush?
Drive myself crazy.